is it?
Do you guys not hear other voices?
I hear music from down the street.
I hear that too.
Okay.
It's not coming from here.
I think we're good.
Do we need to unmute?
Hmm?
Do we unmute pre-stream? No, you're picking me up.
We should be good. Are you talking? Hey, or can you?
I can.
Oh, you're going to restream. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. We'll start. Put it back on. I don't know why. I feel better with it.
Comfort hood.
Well, hello, and welcome to issue 717 of Fuck Me Radio, Deacon City Radio. I am your really exhausted host, Aron.
I'm your other frustrated host, Bean Rita.
I'm just your other host, Cable Hosh.
I was going to say you guys were shaking, but I know, I was shaking.
As we started the cover, it's been a week. It's Tuesday Lemon. And we're just trying to once again relearn how to tech.
You know what? It sounded really good. We were all remote.
I know. You know what? Fuck it. Get out. Everybody get out. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
Or I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I'm not going to die crying. So there's like 6 degrees.
Ain't supposed to do that. Don't recommend it.
No, we don't want that. Nobody wants that.
Just get 3 different rooms in your house.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
I do have multiple rooms. I know you do. There's so many places in this house, you guys. I don't know.
Hey, Nora, let us know if you hear an echo, because for some reason we can't even chance headphones right now, because that makes sense. How's everybody? I'm just so fucking tired.
So between our last broadcast and today's broadcast, mm-hmm. there was a major national holiday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then an entire weekend of gluttonous consumerism. Or maybe less. As long as it's the room echo, Norm, that's fine. We're listening more for...
like literally multiple...
like...
loops of the same audio.
Yeah. Like room echo is fine.
Well,
yeah.
It's fine enough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to push it right now.
It's what we have.
Yeah.
So, I literally have the worst acoustic space in the house for sure.
Black Friday came and went. Some more savvy Instagrammers and YouTuber or TikTokers pointed out that the sales at a lot of big box retailers were not actual sales, which is great.
Yep.
What are some examples of that?
Did you not see any of these videos where people were going up to the signs in Target where it says Black Friday sale and it says $330 for this TV, and they move the sign aside to reveal the sale sign behind it that says
$330
on sale? It was like they did nothing.
No,
they did nothing.
I have my phone has been not working for a long time, mm-hmm. and I finally managed to get a hold of someone at the phone insurance place and explain to them what was wrong. They sent me a new phone, and I haven't logged back into everything yet. Sometimes because I can't remember how or the password or whatever like magic incantation I need to get back into that particular app. TikTok is one of those, and I might just not, because I know that I have over 100 TikToks waiting for me, and I might just metaphorically walk into the TikTok ocean.
See, I don't even know what that means, that you have 100 TikToks waiting for you, because I don't have a TikTok.
It means she's friends with certain people.
That doesn't...
Everyone else has time to. It's the same thing as like when you send me a video on Instagram, it goes into a little inbox.
Oh, like you have 100 unread messages on TikTok.
Yes. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I love that explaining it to you like it's email is now like an older version way of explaining something.
I am old.
No, I don't even mean that in a year old way. I just mean like. It's an old technology way to explain something for anyone who's not familiar with the new technology. That's strictly an old people thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Technology changes fast.
Yes.
For one, you're not making fun of your age, Cable. Just take the win.
Okay. For once. I like how that was put.
Yeah.
So. And then,
well, a little dirty secret. The years that I worked at Walmart, that was in like the they had a thing. I don't know if it's even called that anymore, but it was like Price Bust, whatever it used to be.
Doorbuster.
Well, that's a Black Friday thing.
Oh, okay.
No. It was like on just weekly, like, here's our whatever. So I'm sure it's this with every retail, especially Walmart. Their dirty little secret, A, they plan these out for like 3 months before something's going to go on a massive sale. They jack it up by 30%. When they don't do that, they just jack up the price of a similar item based on sales and stuff.
Oh, so they'll
lower the price of like whatever. They'll lower the price of like Tide detergent but they won't lower the price. Like, it's they find a way that it balances out. It's all scam, all of it. There was only one time there were legit Doorbusters in all of my years in retail, and it was a couple years that I worked for Tefal. One of them being because my first Black Friday at Tefal, the district manager, the retail manager, had some certain things. If you know, you know. He had found some like way to Groupon to cover. This was happening. Groupon was trying really hard to get people to use their services. So he got Groupon to help make the purchase that T-Mom made. I think it was for Dynamite. Whoever did the Dark Tower comic book adaptation.
Okay.
I think it was Dynamite. They didn't sell it that way, maybe because they weren't that good. But also, as a rule, people who read Stephen King, since there's never really been a good comic adaptation of this stuff, they don't think to look for it. And if you believe it, comic advertising was even worse then. So, like, why the hell would you advertise the Dark Tower graphic novel in a place where actual prose readers would see it?
Sure.
Long as they say that Dynamite had a fuck ton of like the first three trade hardcover, like J. Lee art to the Dark Tower series.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Andrew was able to buy a pallet of this series. Oh, well, okay.
Anyway,
maybe he'll leave it, maybe I won't. They were able to buy a pallet of, I think, 5 feet high. Of cases for $100
using Groupon.
Through, I don't know how you did it. So, we had Doorbusters, we're literally going 1 through 3 of the Dark Tower together for $1. And it still made like a 400% profit because that shit was gone.
Crazy.
Yeah, we knew people were just going to flip it in there. That was the only time I was like, damn.
I mean, did you make other sales?
Oh,
the benefit of that deal?
Oh, yeah, no. Tima, I don't know what it's like now, but when I was there, Black Friday was actually kind of fun. Because they let us do, well, initially, they were like, they had these really bullshit sales metrics too, but they also let us just have fun. So like every manager was going to cart launch and like drop $200 on donuts and coffee and people just hung out, you know. It was never just one of the three combo day.
No.
That was super busy. it is legit fun. And always made more money than Black Friday. Like free comic book, I don't know what it's like now. That was the big money maker for comic book shops. Crazy sales.
I think free comic book day.
No, I still have these on.
I don't know.
One of the issues with free comic book day, regardless of when it was successful and when it wasn't,
right,
still came down to a lack of understanding from our client base that free comic book day was not free for retailers.
Mm-hmm.
they pay for it.
Yeah. I always felt like customers caught that on pretty well. Maybe just you had different people coming in.
Maybe.
I feel like in all the years I've known you, you've only ever not been annoyed at Free Comic Book Day, but like you always focus on like reminding people, don't forget to buy something because it does cost money to run Free Comic Book
Day. I love Free Comic Book Day. I was never annoyed by it, but I would let people know. Like,
right, no, I'm not saying you're annoyed by Free Comic Book Day, but maybe like annoyed by the people who have come to frequent Free Comic Book Day. And it seems like too many people just show up for the free stuff and don't help support those small businesses.
That's how I sounded. It wasn't what I meant. Now, there are people that take too much. That's why most shops have a limit. Like, I don't even have now. And also, like, don't be a dick. Like, you're not going to read this, like, elementary school or maybe you are, but middle reader, like, comic book. It's clearly, you're 50 years old and you're so buttered that Captain Marvel's no longer a dude. Like why are you buying Holly the Pirate from Top Shelf or whatever? Like, you are picking it up. Let the kids get that one, right?
Sure.
Knock it off. And also, DC could be in the same shitty comic book. DC and Marvel also don't launch events on Free Comic Book Day. Like, sure, stop it. Events. This is where you know, like, small businesses, you should just support the debt with your good Black Friday stuff.
Well, I think a lot of people did. That was my point about people on social media pointing out that capitalism is still a con that it has always been. How long do we have to go for?
Not very. somebody should, because I actually did the most capitalism of any Black Friday ever before. And I didn't grow up with Black Friday. It's not a thing that I am particularly positive about conceptually. There's usually two things that I always do on Black Friday, and it's get up early, buy tickets to George Festival with Dark Art.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's not shopping. That's a religious experience.
That is our annual pilgrimage.
Yeah, it is.
It is the most sexual religion I have at this point.
I'm already dressing up.
And renew my subscription for an app called Plan to Eat that I'm sure everyone knows about because it is a literal lifesaver.
Did you post photos or screenshots of it when you were planning out your Thanksgiving Day meal?
No, I just did that on a Google spreadsheet.
Oh, okay.
Because there is a planner on Plan to Eat, like you can basically build a calendar of all your meals, but it only breaks it down by breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks and notes. And so, for like one really big meal with multiple elements on one day, it's not great for that. So, I had to just do it really fashionably.
It's called
Plan to Eat. Yeah, and if you struggle with the insurmountable task that it is. Planning for and cooking meals every goddamn day of your life, or very nearly that. I super duper recommend it. This is like literally a free plug. Actually, I have referral codes if this is of interest to people. I would absolutely give you one. It gives you a discount. It saves your recipes. You can put them in manually or downloadly. Literally put the URL on the website, and you don't have to care about Becky's ski trip. It literally extracts the only information you want, and then you move on with your life. And then you plug the recipes you want into your schedule, And then you go to the shopping list and you pick what days you want to shop for, and it'll read those recipes and give you a shopping list. And it's still a recipe, right? But you can export that directly to your like Kroger type grocery stores, the big ones. Sorry, I can put a share in from it, but that's where most of us have to shop anyway, right? So I can like basically go from deciding what to eat to picking up my groceries, sort of all in one big thing.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have to forget. Gosh, I forgot the ginger that I need for this one thing. I would just be eating like bread and cheese every other day.
But bread and cheese is so good.
I know. But I have other people I need to feed too, so it's not just about me and my wants.
Christian would eat bread and cheese all day too.
That's true, but
so would the dog. It would end well.
But I guess like, I care more about making sure he gets a nutritious, balanced diet than if it were just me. My balanced diet.
Oh.
Well, no, that's not true, because when I live alone, I'm usually like a meat and vegetables kind of cook. So, but then I can just randomly be like, all right, I'm buying this one meat and I'm buying these vegetables and I'm going to do a cook and then I'll think about this again in 3 days. And when you feed other people, when I feed other people, I put way more investment into the responsibility.
I get that. That's me as well. Yeah.
But it's a daunting task every single week that I have to deal with. And plan to eat helps me. It helps make it easier. This is such a commercial.
It is.
I know.
Yeah.
Doesn't even pay me.
We have a commercial coming up.
I know. I was going to be this good. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Side note, when you told Norm to get out, apparently Twitch found that as a massive insult and I had to approve.
Yes. Yeah. It's like moderators are going to look at your comments.
I do have it on the highest setting ever since we had the Oakley incident. The
Oakley incident. I think that's fair.
You know, when we had the bot, the Trappy and Mossy. That was fun.
Fun's a word.
Yeah. I did buy, like, a thing, I guess, technically as a Black Friday purchase, but somebody heard me talking about this, but I've been, like, researching it for months about getting an electric-assisted bike.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. I've been following them for months and knowing the retail price, whether it's tech, it doesn't matter. But I bought one, right? That was my thing. And I did save like $400.
Great.
Which, yeah. No, it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
None of that plan to eat stuff was the point. I was like, normally those are the only two things I get. I got several other things this year because the discounts were so good. Or at least, yeah, they make it seem like they were that good. And I'm still feeling kind of guilty about it because I didn't technically need almost any of that stuff.
I think we are still at the point where you can stop feeling guilty about the things that you're purchasing because
Late stage capitalism. I can be aware of that on like on an academic level, but it's not going to stop me from feeling bad.
Sure, that's what your friends are here to help remind you. It's like, don't feel bad for that.
Oh, I thought you meant we were here to remind her you should feel bad. I wasn't sure how that would go.
No, I save that for complete strangers.
I did buy two other things, but just because I was in the mood to watch all the Ghostbusters movies. I had Ghostbusters answer the call. I refused to call any girl Ghostbusters because I feel like that, I don't know.
I just call it Ghostbusters.
I thought Ghostbusters Answer the Call was the new one with the kids.
No, that's Afterlife. Answer the Call is the technical Ghostbusters. Yeah. Answer the Call is the actual thing.
Was it always called that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I had the director's cut for a long time, and I realized there were jokes that I liked in the theatrical that they're not there. Or if it's acid too long. So I just bought the actual cut. And then I was like, I don't have Afterlife. So they were both on sale. So I bought both of those.
Great.
So literally yesterday at like 10 a.m. I was like, fuck it, it's a Ghostbusters day. And I started with the 84, just made room. In between Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2, I threw in some of the real Ghostbusters I have on my Buddha DVD because I still don't have a DC copy of it. So I watched the one with Cthulhu, who's responsible for every major desert.
Yep.
And every time And the terrifying one with the boogeyman.
Oh, yeah.
And then I watched Ghostbusters 2. And then I actually watched an episode of the Extreme Ghostbusters, which I didn't hate.
It was a good show.
It was totally fine. If the internet had been around, they'd complain about it being woke because it has like a chick, a black guy, and a dude in a wheelchair.
It doesn't just have a chick, it has one of the first early iterations of the hot goth on the team that we started seeing in cartoons starting in the early 90s.
And the really good, vastly underrated IW Ghostbusters series, she became a Ghostbuster because she started working with Ray at Ray's cult.
Yep.
And she wouldn't leave alone, so he's like, fine, you can be a Ghostbuster. So that's canonically how.
Go talk to my friend Ego.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I watched Answer the Call, which in my mind, there were so many things I wanted to do with it. Not story-wise, but I think the villain's kind of weak.
Sure.
I either wanted to be like a parallel dimension and acknowledge the other site, but and then Afterlife, which is fun, and I know that you know, the mask was all drawn, but that's okay.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good. It's fun.
I'm sure I will.
It's fun. I watched it yesterday. This doesn't shock me now that I first kind of saw it, I was just like, this is so cool. Like, all I do is like, when I hear the echo, just the pack turning on. Mm-hmm. That fucking siren on Echo One. I get excited, so excited. But when I watched it yesterday, I found myself analyzing Paul Rudd's performance. Mm-hmm. And spoilers, he's the new Keymaster at the end.
Mm.
That motherfucker is channeling the Rip Moranis so much at the end. The space out, look at his eye.
Huh.
You know, just I'm like, you did this on purpose. Like, you are just playing Rick Moranis now at the end of the movie. Hey, it's fun.
I'll have to get around to watching
it. That evil Shandor, it actually works as an actual sequel to the first one. It just happens to be 40 years later.
Right.
Yeah. Because then they're doing the Frozen one. I'm excited about that.
I also did a modicum of shopping. Largely, I bought things that we'll be using for the show.
Me too!
Like the swing arm, the microphone.
Mm.
I wanted to get an additional camera because there's nothing wrong with the camera on this laptop, but I want the freedom. And Merrick has a great camera for her computer, but it is missing a couple features, and she's been looking at other things. I'm like, great, how about I spend the money and buy that for you, and I
inherit.
We're also doing the same thing with her Fitbit. She's like, it's great. I would like this and this and this. I'm like, cool. Here's the one that you want.
When it comes
in, I'm fine with handing
it's
down.
It's like I was telling you earlier, trickle down electronics.
Yes, but like I'm a great person for that. It's like, it's great. I don't need the bells and whistles.
Mm.
There are things that she needs the bells and whistles for.
Like she makes a living with a camera.
Yes.
Right.
Very specific. Yeah. Very specifically, it's the fact that it doesn't turn this way. It only rotates up and down.
Mm.
And didn't turn. That side feels to important. Side. Yeah. So I'm like, cool. I don't care.
I found an app that will take my phone and connect it to my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's working handy, except I do wish I had my phone.
See, that is the drawback to this bit. But
it is a great camera, though.
Great. So, yeah. That was... Oh, and toothbrush heads for my electric toothbrush. Everything that I bought was just like, oh, no, this is just all practical shit. We need
it. Yeah, that was
I mean, technically, all the things I bought were practical too.
Yeah, then that's great. That's also what Merrick uses Black Friday for. She's like, hair stuff, this stuff, this stuff.
That was one of Merrick is part of the reason I did more Black Friday than usual. Thanks, Merrick.
Because you get all of that stuff and then you're loaded up for at least 6 months.
Yeah,
that's true.
November's a great day. A great time of year to stock up on stuff because a lot of people start early nowadays. So.
That is the secret to it. It's like you have to not just plan around, oh, this is going to be when I go out and buy gifts. It's like get shit that you need and budget that in throughout the year so that you can just have that in the budget and then still spend whatever you're going to spend on gifts. But definitely get small businesses.
Just don't do what Becca did when we used to live together in Lake Oswego.
What that?
She used to work at a Rite Aid there in the photo department. I don't know if it was like a glitch or a Black Friday thing, but for like a day, Rite Aid was selling like the single wrapped rolls of toilet paper. It wasn't very good toilet paper, but for like a quarter each. And I remember she came home with like a garbage bag full of toilet paper, like she was like dirt Santa, poop Santa, slung over her back. Because it was her, myself, and the person I was seeing at the time, we all lived together. There's so much toilet paper. We just had to pile it up like in a pyramid. Right outside the bathroom on the upstairs floor.
Just a sack of loose toilet paper.
Yeah. Well, not loose, but like the single rolls. Like, you know.
Right, but loose in that they're not in a package.
Well, each one was packaged, but not bundled on their own.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Individually wrapped. It's got tissue usually.
Yeah.
Which is the
worst. It's like the best of the worst.
I get that bamboo stuff now. They come in little brass packages.
I did do
Let's
that.
Let's talk about toilet paper.
In fact, Becca is the one who turned me on to like the delivered bamboo stuff.
But
if you don't pay attention and you're not due for more and they ship it to you because you didn't postpone it, next thing you know, you've got like literally a year's supply of toilet paper.
I think that's what she likes.
That's unnecessary.
I
think they kept raising their prices.
I think the pandemic changed us. Everything has changed prices. Where did you go?
Where did you go?
I don't know.
You vanished.
My camera restarted. Can you guys see me or hear me?
Nope.
We're sure we can probably hear you.
Right. Microphone is separate.
Everything is great. Well, while she does that.
Let's take a quick break.
I was just going to roll right in the song.
Yeah, just do that. Let's
We've
do
taken
that.
Enough breaks. They were just all ahead of time where I was just having a nervous breakdown, basically.
Yeah, because we do have important news about Asylum for the month of December.
Yes, so good news, everybody.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget, and I didn't have time before.
Yes,
Asylum, 3713 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, crossing the Baghdad Theater. Oh, nothing's working? Bye, Dean. Bye. You're dead, Debbie. You're dead. So yeah, we've been. She's handing it to me like behold.
No, she's ignore her.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right. I can't right now. So yeah, we've talked about all the amazing stuff they have. In fact, they showed on their Facebook page a few days ago that really skinny tall lamp that you can change its colors by like sliding it.
Yeah, I did like that lamp.
I really want that lamp.
Especially since that it's designed to use if you've got white walls at home or, you know, off-white walls.
Apartment walls.
Basically, it uses it so it reflects the light back into the room. It takes up less of a footprint on your floor,
mm-hmm.
Which is one of those things about lamps that always bug me. It's like, yeah, I could have a lamp, but now I've lost this amount of space.
Exactly. Not with this lamp. It's tall and skinny.
Mm-hmm. And designed to project against the wall and bounce that light back into the room. I do like that it's got multiple colors.
Mm-hmm.
You can play around with that. So they are really nice.
And you can check it any day of the week now.
Yes. Well, starting
December 1st.
December 1st, their general hours will at least be from noon till 4. They may stay open later depending on how heavy the foot traffic is.
Right.
If it's bumping, they'll just keep hanging out with you. But
yes.
But it'd be fine if things want to hang out with
them. Well, yes. I also wanted to mention that from December 1st through the 7th, the first 7 days of December, they'll be offering 25% off any of the swag and pendant lighting in the store from the company Umash. I'm hoping I pronounced that. Umagi? I don't know.
I like Umage.
Umage?
Yeah.
The Danish.
Yeah, it's from Denmark. Denmark.
I don't know what it sounds like to say things in Denmark, so I'm just going with it. It looks like image, but with a U, so Umage it is. We probably should have asked
that dog. I'm at their site right now, and it says Umage.
Umage. Okay. Well, good. Then that means that Anna will not shake her hand, shake her head, or shake her fist.
She don't care. She hates the Dutch.
That's not.
That, but these are the Danes.
She hates them too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, who are the Dutch?
From the Netherlands.
From Holland.
Thank you.
Hollands are Dutch.
Okay.
Danes are from Denmark.
You know what? I know for a fact that Anna can't stand any of them. That is the charm of the Northern. That's the charm of the Northern European countries, is the racism against other white people.
So
they're so far up there that they only have each other to hate.
Yeah. Again, much like Asia.
But we're not going to talk about how much different factions of white European.
I'll never forget the time like when she was visiting. We went to a place that was like, I don't know, Finnish. And like, it was great and everything, but the whole time she's laughing. And we're like, what's so funny? She's like, well, I'm just surprised they know how to do this. I'm like, what do you mean? They barely learned how knives worked.
You won't get any of that Nordic shade throwing at the silo.
No,
only Nordic vibes.
Positive, modern minimalist vibes.
Yep.
And cool wall lights. I didn't want to pitch in while I was away, but I love these kinds of lamps. They're very trendy right now. I think they're just really cool. It's a classy way to add a lot of light without, traditional.
No, they're classy.
It's
classy.
Yes, it's classy. Mm-hmm. They're very cool.
And I still want to also pick up some of the mounting bookshelves they have, like the kind of free floating bookshelves.
You haven't done it yet?
Listen, money bags.
Rude.
I have to get a car fixed again, or first time, something. Anyway, yes, check them out. They're new expanded hours. I love how Anton's like, we've been loving the commercials. I don't know if you're going to love this one.
I don't know how they like any of them. We're terrible at this.
Yeah, and yet we're hilarious.
But again, starting this Friday, December 1st, mm-hmm. they will be open every day, not just a couple days or by appointments, from a minimum of noon to 4. So go check them out. And if you're worried that if you show up at the last minute, they're going to give you the bum rush, probably not, because you should all be there buying it all up, and they'll stay late to do that for you.
Yeah, but don't show up like at 4 and be like, I'm going to look around for half an hour. Like, don't be that dick. Everyone who's worked retail knows that person.
True.
It's the same person that shows up at a restaurant that closes at 9, like 8:55, and says, you're not closed yet, even though the cook has already cleaned the fucking kitchen.
I'm kind of both ways about that, because I've worked in restaurants and have a lot of food service background, but your open hours should be how long until you let people in. And then the time you can close is when you stop seating. But, you know, those last 10 minutes, you can seat someone.
That is also inaccurate.
No.
It should be that the kitchen, that it is open till that time to allow people who have purchased food to eat within that amount of time. The kitchen should still be closed earlier than the restaurant actually closes.
I think it should be that, like, your closing time is when you stop seating. But then you've already allotted X amount of time.
Whoops. X amount of time from the last seating until they're leaving.
Mm. I think you and I are going to be of a difference of opinion on this.
Yes.
So the one thing that we aren't a difference of opinion is, don't do this to retail stores either.
No. They're closed when they close.
Yeah. I will say that, like, retail dealing with that is a lot easier than dealing with it.
You can just call them like,
I've had people come in like, yeah, we close in 5 minutes. You're like, great, you have this game? Oh, yeah, it's right here. Fantastic.
What about this? Yep, that's right here too. Cool. Here's a bag of money.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I never mind
like, that. I love those people. I'm like,
I do that a lot.
If you want to shop like this every single time, great. You come in at 5 minutes to close and spend $100 on games, you're welcome every fucking time.
Yeah.
Every
time. No, I'm talking about the ones that come in times where close. Can I find something?
No. Then those are the people that I'm like, well, we are closed. Oh, okay. And then they just depart.
The closer it is to closing time, the faster you fucking shop.
Yeah. When I used to work at Suncoast, we had regulars that was their, I swear that was their thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was their thing.
There are a lot of people where that's their thing. But yeah. Don't do that to Deb and Anton at a sign.
I do want to be clear that I'm not the kind of person who shows up 10 minutes before closing time at a restaurant hoping to be seated.
Oh, I didn't think that you were. I think that you and I have a difference of opinion about operating hours for restaurants and kitchens and when things should be sat and et cetera.
Yes. And it's not even a conviction. It's just a thing that I think would make more sense.
Sure.
Anyway, Asylum.
Check them out. 3713 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, across the street from the historic Bad Tag Theater in the Hawthorne Shopping District.
And don't forget to follow them on Facebook, PDX Asylum.
And on Instagram, whatever their Instagram handle is. I think it's also PDX
Asylum.
And yeah, December 1st. Open every day.
Do it. So we brought games. I don't think we get to play anything.
So, but this does lead back into shop small and shop small business. You've got one that you brought that I think that you did take a look at.
It's called Radical Beer Witches. I got this at New Living at Empire.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's actually a really cool business. There's four locations that I've got up. Also another one in the airport. They're all different in terms of, I mean, they carry, like, half of it is always the same stuff, but the other half is curated by the neighborhood and what that specific area of the community likes. Mm-hmm. So the airport one is for people that are coming and going.
Yeah.
Maybe like, oh crap, I never got a bottle of whatever crap we're going on our way out, they'll have it, kind of thing. That's only the airport part. So I didn't even realize that this game is, it's created by Pop Created also. And it's a local creator. So it's funny, like, after a lot of this, I started seeing ads on TikTok. And it's a local creator. This is basically, if you love the idea of Cards Against Humanity,
or apples to apples.
Which you promise love.
Folsom.
Oh, they'll wrap you on it too, by the
way. I'm sure they will.
Oof. But you kind of got tired of having to, like, at the clearly, like, racist reply that people pick. This one doesn't do that. It's the same idea, but it's, you know, it punches up, is basically what I am saying.
There are a lot of games that use this model as the mechanic of their game. If you like pictures, Dixit does that.
Dixit's fun, yeah. Sorry, I'm going to grab one of the topic things.
Okay.
So I always have a soft spot for whatever. And then I'm going to do it again.
Oh, no.
The wheels are falling off.
I don't care anymore. I always have a soft spot for, just tell me when to just stop.
Stop.
And we'll do this one. Sex toys. The one I was telling you guys before we started that just cracked me up, the first time I saw it was white people will solve racism by, and then the answer card I drew was bring the victim card again.
Nice.
So it's super fun. It's super wholesome. I thought maybe we could play it today, but then everything went off the rails. Also, I don't know if this is Cards Against Humanity also, but it's a minimum of four players, which makes sense. If you only have three players, two of them are
Yeah. Player counts are important with games like this.
Yeah. Anyway, it's super fun. I highly recommend it. You can find it local even better. It's cool. It's fun.
Tender Loving Empire is a good business. They've been in business for quite a while. I feel like they started doing music.
And they've been going for like 10 years.
Yes.
Yes.
And now they have their own little record label now.
Yep.
which is kind of cool. Every year on Spotify, they will put together a playlist of all the artists that are coming out that year. They'll put like one track on a playlist for them. It's good stuff, and it's almost all local creation, or at least in the Northwest. Yeah, and they sell that game. That game actually is fucking selling everywhere.
Okay, so
what's a local artist?
Local artist, local game designer, all made here in Portland. This is called Glare. Mushroom Cats. Game design is by Ben Blindstrom. Art and graphics by Kayla Carlson.
Who I think did the cover for the Mercury Holiday Guide this year.
I believe they did. They're lovely people. I think we as Guardian Games made a purchase of between three stores, 400 copies of this game.
Wow.
It is one of our best selling games.
It is tiny, easy to carry around. The cards themselves are the size of tarot cards. They're full of artwork.
With cats with mushrooms. Look at that.
I love the art. The artist, whose name you mentioned, Kayla Carlson. I did not know that was her name. I only know them by their artist name, or I think maybe that's like the publisher name that they use. Paper Puffin.
Paper Puffin is the publishing company.
That's a name that a lot of locals especially will probably recognize more readily. Their cat is iconic, and her style is very distinct. She collaborated with a lot of local. We brought this one to our away mission back in March.
So that's where we played this for the first time.
Yeah.
One of the things that I want to point out, and I've actually told this to Kayla, is that you're basically trying to get matches. You know, it's a set matching game. The top of each card tells you what it needs to be matched with in order to get points.
This is smart. It's a game feature that I mentioned. Kayla, this is smart. Howl's has it all over from Portland. It is in so many stores, and it sells all over. Sometimes you're like, oh, it's going to go saturated. No, it's like everywhere it sells. I think the last time I talked to Kayla, I got this impression. Bear in mind, I don't know that very well. Friends, like, I really only really because of this, but they now have this look of, I am an artist, and I want to continue doing artistic and following my artistic pursuits. And yet, this thing is making us so much money and keeping us employed that there is no way that we can just let it go. We have to make sure that we are constantly reproducing this, and it's always in print, so it's always available. But I want to do other things.
Sounds like they need to find a way to better automate the continuous production of the carnage.
So that she can then redirect attention back to new artifacts. And I think that gets into you need someone who then just manages business so that you can go back to being an artist.
It's always like such a like a tough little margin though for small
groups. It is. Are we still getting echoes?
Yeah. It seemed to start when Denise logged back in.
Is it the phone? Is the phone also?
How about now?
It doesn't seem like it's me. Out of the room echo.
Okay.
Weird.
Sorry. Cameras also have microphones, and it probably resets. I think it reset because I just had.
That makes sense. I did bring another game.
What else you got?
This is not local. It is small and cute. I don't know how. It's by a company called Keymaster. Keymaster Games makes from a graphic design standpoint, some gorgeous products. But this is a game that came out this year called Chicken. It's a little round container. This is a dice cup. It comes with a little fabric mat and these little dice. It is a push-luck dice game where you are trying to roll dice so that you get chickens. Chickens on your dice, and you just keep rolling until you go, okay, I've got enough chickens, I'm going to stop. Or if you worry too many of these, which are foxes, then if you roll three foxes, then you're out.
Oh, okay.
Who's the next person? But here's every roll you get an egg. That means you add another dice to your pool. So you start out with white dice. And then every time you roll eggs, you can add yellow dice until you're at yellow dice, and then you start adding the red dice. The red dice have double check. It also has twice as many fox heads. So you can go from, I've got 15 chickens to all fox heads. And you're trying to get as many points as you can. And it's got these really fun, cutesy little player markers that you use.
Yes.
So there's the bull, the windmill.
The art on these is really good. You don't tend to get art painted onto these
meeples.
So that's a nice little extra touch. Because I love a little wooden meeple.
You love a meeple. So I'm gonna do the thing that I did at the beginning before we started.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, give us the list, Cable.
Farmer, man, farmer, woman. Windmill. Tractor. Pig. Ox.
Or.
Poop. Which would you like?
Let's stay positive. I'll take ox.
Ox it is.
Not how I feel.
Wrong like an ox. And I, of course, will be the cat.
Yes, I will be the tractor. All right. So Denise, I'm going to hand you the dice first.
Okay.
So roll some bones. What'd you get?
Two chickens and two eggs.
Set those two chickens aside. You have two eggs, so those two eggs become two more yellow dice. You want to keep going?
Yeah. Okay. Do I keep these here, though?
No, you also roll those.
Okay. All the eggs.
The only things that you don't re-roll are chickens.
Now what'd you get?
A blank, an egg, and two foxes.
Okay, so one more egg means you add another thing. Another die, you keep the two foxes.
Right.
So now here's the thing.
Like breaking even, right?
If you roll these again and get a fox, you get nothing. If you stand, you get two, and you move up two points on the track.
I'm going for it.
Okay.
Was there more?
No, that's it.
Well, she could bank also, right?
You could just bank two.
Instead,
two more chickens and an egg.
That's one more yellow die. So now you're up to four chickens and two foxes. Mm-hmm. That means you've got two chances to end up with a fox or two foxes or two chickens. What do you want to do? Do you want to bank your four and pass the die?
Yeah. I think I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead.
You've moved to 4 points. Now all of those die go to Aroma. So you actually start out with even more dice than you normally would.
How come extra dice is more?
Because they've already been added to the dice pool. If you bust, they all go back down to just the white dice.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I can think of something to serve as a dice.
Sure.
So I got it.
The folks at home can't watch this, but they can at least hear us roll dice.
I got two boxes. I got six chickens.
You got six chickens?
Yeah, okay.
So do you want to stand where you are? Actually, you don't get any additional die.
I can use my Tarot de Toro box cover.
I've got a box too.
Well, then what did I get up for?
I don't know. I didn't know that's what you were doing. So I can't do anymore.
You actually can't roll anymore. So you
I have
you
I
get six chickens. All right. Now I roll.
You get all the dice.
You know, the funny thing about dice games. I love dice games. I absolutely love them. I roll a shit for dice. This is why Star Trek Attack Screen is so frustrating for me, because I love that game. I love putting together ships. I love flying them around the board. I can't roll to win fucking games at all.
Case in point,
Three.
So you're out.
I'm out.
That means all the yellow backs go back to the pool. And now you get white dice.
Wait, how many chickens do you have?
Four.
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Making sure I'm still in the lead.
For now. All right.
Yep.
This is one of those games that if you can find this, pick it up. It is perfect. It's one of those perfect travel games. It has very small. Did you just get a fox?
I just wanted to show it to everyone. I did a bad job though, because I can't see my own feed. I got three chickens and a fox.
Okay. So are you?
You're done.
You don't get any more dice.
Because there's no eggs.
So one, two, three. So you're now at seven.
I'm sure you explained that earlier, but I don't retain things like that. So.
Would you roll?
Two foxes, a chicken, and the blank.
The blank you can re-roll. You just don't get any more dice to roll.
So I re-roll.
Yes.
Chicken.
Okay, so two chickens.
No eggs.
I got two foxes and two eggs. I'm not kidding. When I say I'm rolling dice.
I wonder what would happen if you and Ryan role play together. Would it be two negatives, or would it be like putting Serum of Annihilation in a bag of holding?
Good lord. It would be that. And I got two more eggs. So now I've got six dice to roll nothing but foxes. I'm going to roll nothing but foxes. Yep, I rolled a fox. So I again gain nothing. I'm not doing this for comedic effect. I really don't know why. I just can't roll dice.
Wow.
And I love dice.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. So it goes back to the four whites.
Yeah. Okay. Like if someone busts by getting three foxes, then it takes
away. Oh, that's right.
It dumps. The ones that you want to get are these red dice because they have double chickens.
Hey, but your tractor hasn't moved at all. I just realized.
I know. I also was noticing that the little cloth game board.
Yep.
Very reminiscent of one of our favorite games, Illimat.
I am better at Illimat than I am at.
I got one chicken, and one egg, and two blanks.
Okay, you get one more die.
And so then re-roll into the chicken, right?
Yeah, re-roll everything but the chicken.
Everything but the chicken is the name of my improv troupe. Two more chickens, two more eggs.
All right.
Man, no whammies.
Three more chickens, one fox. And that's the end of it for me, right?
Yeah, so you gained six chickens.
Six chickens!
Damn!
That puts you at lucky 13. Don't forget that one.
Oh, but see, but now he gets to start with all these extras.
That's right.
Just over here leading the way,
blazing
the trail for you.
So I've got four chickens, an egg, and a blank, and two blanks.
Okay, get one more die.
Oh.
Since it is the holidays.
Yeah.
This might be a good time to point out that so everyone in the live chat is noticing our audio quality issues. I feel like this would be a good time to talk about maybe doing some fundraising to help with our audio video setup.
Sure.
Give us money, friends.
Let's plan that out better.
Yeah.
No, that is the thing that I've been considering.
By the way, three more chicken. And a blank.
Okay.
A blank.
Okay. Chicken?
Yep.
So how many chickens?
All chickens, baby.
Seven chickens.
Jesus. That's, I think he's cheating.
How, was one of those a fox then?
No. I didn't get any foxes.
Then you would have had eight chickens, because that's eight die.
Oh, eight die, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, you're now in the lead at 16.
The Pollo is strong with me.
Which reminds me.
The Pollo Fuerte.
I have been getting a lot of ads to start my own El Pollo local franchise.
I'm not opening a restaurant, but I could go to some El Pollo local right now.
But we don't have El Pollo local here yet. If you don't open up your own franchise,
you know,
that
happens to me every single time I think about, oh, we don't have this. So here's the deal. I got two foxes. I got one chicken. I got three eggs, which means I'm putting in three red and re-rolling this entire box.
Oh, shit. But you can bank, though, right?
Wait, why do you get to re-roll your foxes?
I don't. My foxes are dead.
Oh, you've already pulled them out.
But wait, really quick before you roll. You're able to bank and stop, right?
I can. I can just take this and get one chicken.
I know. I'm just, okay.
But
there's still time for him to come up from behind, though. So he's going to go for it. Yeah. He's got to lose. He's literally at start still.
Yep. The other thing is, if I don't do this, then I'm handing you 11 dice to roll. I did get a fox, so it doesn't matter.
Three foxes is bust.
Yep, three foxes is bust, which I'm going to try and bust before. And like, if I don't get anything, then I don't want to hand over a box.
Yeah, I get it.
10 to 11 to 12.
Being first in this game sucks.
Being what?
Going first.
Going last isn't doing me a lot of favors either.
Right, but that's because you have bad dice luck.
Yeah, sure.
Three chickens and an egg.
What? This and an egg. Okay, there you go. This isn't something that you have to answer today, but something you can think about. What are some games that you like playing around the table when you're getting? Yeah, family.
No, one more chicken.
Four chickens.
Mm-hmm. And a fox.
One, two, three, four. All right.
I'm not going to take that lead. I'm going to cross your way. Yeah, I heard it. I also heard it.
Yeah.
What was that?
Just
Bustin' makes us feel good.
Busted.
Yeah. I said
I heard
you bust right away.
And then I giggled at that like I was a 13-year-old.
Okay.
And I heard it. I also heard it when you said something very similar. I didn't say anything.
I want to point out that I've been behaving the whole time. Maybe because I'm too stressed for any windows.
In your window.
Boo.
Get out.
Four chickens and an egg.
All right. Take out your chickens. Here's your additional die. But yeah, folks, feel free to let us know what your names of choice are.
One more chicken.
I don't know.
And an egg.
And another egg.
All right. I do want to point out these are great, like, stocking stuffer type
games.
Jesus. Two eggs.
All right.
Oh, statistically, I can bust out from this.
Yes. Yes, you can.
I did not.
No, I see chickens over there.
Four chickens and a blank.
I'm going to peel back this a little more.
So by the way, I got a double-headed chicken.
You got a double-headed chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
there's how many double-headed chicken?
Yeah, that's why you want the red dot.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah. I flipped over tank things.
I know.
So I still have a blank, but I got to re-roll this one really quick.
Or you can bank it and how many foxes have you rolled?
None. That's what I mean. None. I have nothing to risk.
Yeah.
He's cheating.
Chicken.
We're not cheating.
All right. So
but I do have the DM's touch, though.
Here's the thing. To peel back the curtain, like once a month, we all get together and play Usagi Yojimbo, the role-playing game, which is Power of the Apocalypse, uses D6s. This motherfucker. When he rolls,
that doesn't count as yours.
Ten, by the way.
Ten?
I think he just won.
You did.
Yes!
Now fill up the more stories about how I'm really good at rolling.
So whenever he rolls, with Powered by the Apocalypse, if you roll doubles, you roll again, and those just start stacking on top of each other and causes an event, which basically means for the DM just goes, what really cool thing did you just pull off? The table is yours. And you let your player make up the most ludicrous thing you can think of because it just came true because they just did it.
The look Denise is giving me, I don't know if it's because if I was looking at her as she's applying something, or if she's giving me the son of a bitch, how do you do this?
Well, because I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I feel like you're the only one who ever rolls doubles, and I don't think we've ever checked to make sure he's not using loaded
dice.
That's
not true. I haven't checked to see if he's using loaded dice, or if any of you. I have given him my own dice.
Yeah.
He has rolled doubles with tables dice.
Yep.
I think it's very convenient that the gambler character is always rolling doubles.
He's not the only person that's rolled doubles. Justin has also rolled doubles. I feel Alex has rolled doubles. You have not.
I also have terrible dice.
Yes.
Yeah. Not as bad as yours, apparently.
No, not nearly as bad.
This is just beginner's luck. It wasn't that much luck because I didn't win.
But you got up to 17.
Not that much luck. I didn't win.
But yeah, like every session. Like, you're going to have to roll doubles in order to make this happen. You mean like I just did? Fuck.
You know what this means, though, is tomorrow I'm going to just suck at it.
Oh, because we said it out loud.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've tempted
the owner many times. It's a good thing I may not potentially die this week. Character, not me. I feel fine.
Well, we've set it up that way. Your characters can die. We're not playing a game where you have threat of death.
Oh, that's just meant because he was that movie was so cool.
No. While that is true, when he did roll poorly, it was in a very important juncture where he was making fashion decisions, and Ibuki is dressed like a blind peacock.
That's the problem with me. Because I'm in a Wilding on the Witchlight game, and part of that, the whole premise is that your characters, when they were kids, snuck into the Witchlight Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, something is taken from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like your family. It's always like something that seems inconsequential. And it's random. You don't pick. Like
your shadow.
Your love of the color blue.
Your inability to like laugh anymore correctly. But that's my character in the Witch Knight lost his fashion sense. That's what he lost.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I am playing a tiefling barbarian, and I have decided that the way he dresses, by the way, he thinks it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's also part of the day. You think you look great. I sent a picture to the gaming group of what I think he looks like. And I was like, I look like grandma era Steven Tyler dresses. Like the way Steven Tyler dresses on stage. That's how my character, my barbarian dresses. And then when he rages, he's a wild barbarian. So in my head, he rages like a magical girl. He even attaches tassels to his great axe, and when he spins and rages, everything just flies around.
That's hilarious. I love that. Well,
that was fun. And I kind of cheered up a little bit.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah.
Now I want to eat.
Yes, you should probably eat.
Yeah. Next week we're going to be talking about the show, Phantasma.
We will have recently
Fantasy Insanity at the Clinton Street Theater.
Three movies and a live show.
Turntables and microphone.
That wasn't close enough.
I felt actually like you were going for a community six seasons in a movie joke.
I wasn't, but that is a closer.
Yeah, vibe. Yeah, that felt closer. Mm-hmm. But the Elfmans will be in town in Portland this Friday at the Street Theater. Show starts at 5 p.m. ends sometime after 11. 6 hours. We're going to be in the Clinton Street Theater for 6 hours.
I have to work the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't get to start at 5 because I work later than that. But I will be there. I bought my tickets, and I'll just meet you there.
So we need to send you a seat, is what you're saying.
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know how I meant it, but now that you've brought it up, yeah, man.
Otherwise, you're going to be in the back of the room by your lonesome. We have to figure out where we're going to sit.
The alternative is being able to do
it.
I'm pretty fucking sweet with that is.
Did I tell you I'm bringing Helfrich?
Yes.
I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
You know what I realized? I haven't bought tickets yet. My brain thought I had. I'm going to double check. This is going to be log off here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do that.
Shit. But also, next week will be our last show of the year.
What?
Wait.
He's kidding. Look at his face. He's kidding. No, we're gonna do like the cool podcast kids do and take a little holiday.
It's like an actual winter break. Everything's happening. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the cable works, customer service, I'm public facing. Niece basically is running two households during the holidays. So we're taking a winter break.
But we did want to at least give one more show and give follow-up to the interview that we did last week and by actually seeing the show and talking about what we've seen.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry for the chaotic opening.
We would promise to have it be better next time, but who knows what else is going to happen. The universe is conspiring against
us. I just don't understand.
2024 is an election year. All bets are off.
Let's just move, y'all.
Where? Ireland? No.
People be hate crimeing.
New Zealand?
Everyone's moving to New Zealand.
I like New Zealand.
I know. Okay. So does everyone else.
Don't forget all the things that want to murder you in New Zealand.
Most of those are Australia.
New Zealand is also pretty heavy on the murder wilderness.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's fine. Don't go in the wilderness.
I mean, I already know, but...
Yeah. I'll go in the wilderness. I like the things.
New Zealand.
It's not. These are not exclusively Australian problems.
I found out recently that there's a spider that is like yay big that lives in the rainforests in South America that
this naturalist was like, yeah, we're out here, we're looking for this thing, but these are things that you should know about. And then, like, just offhand gestures at the plant, and then you realize, oh, that's a fucking spider. Why are you right next to a fucking spider that's, like, larger than a tarantula? And he's just like, these are all over. Like, we see four of these a day.
Are those ones that they aren't aggressive? Unless you, like, you literally have to, like, smack them. For the, yeah, I know, like, warning ones.
It's like, he pet them, and they're like, hi. It's like, they're just everywhere. They're not going to kill you. They're not human aggressive. They're not, their venom is not deadly to people.
They're just there.
But you need to be aware that they're fucking everywhere.
So I just sent you guys a link for, like, my nightmare spider that I thought is what you were going to bring up. I only know the name.
Jerusalem cricket?
Yeah, which I did not know that's what they were called. I only know them by their name in Spanish, which is cara de niño, child's face, because it's so fucking big, you can see its fucking face.
Yeah.
But it's so smaller, I guess, so child's face as opposed to people face. They're fucking nightmare fuel.
They are everywhere where I grew up.
In California?
Yep.
They are...
I do not believe they're... No, I don't think they're... Well, they're clearly not indigenous to Jerusalem because they have a Spanish name.
Well, but Mexican Spanish.
They're also... They're not venomous.
I don't care. Look at it.
No, they're just freaky.
Keep it away.
How these things look are not the immediate things that deter me. Whether or not something that small can kill me with a bite is the thing that makes me go, nope. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near a brown recluse.
Sure.
They are aggressive.
Yeah. Black widows, I had brought home before.
Because they're not going to hurt you. You're just like, you're fine.
Oh, they will fucking bite you.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well, why then?
So, I used to bring bugs home all the time. I get it from my dad, who brought wildlife home all the time.
I hear about your family, man. I want there to be like a Hachitani version of like Schitt's Creek.
Oh, good Lord.
But it's, you know, because I you've said this about your dad before, but all of a sudden, like, he used to bring home wildlife. Like,
he brought home a squirrel after going camping. It shredded my grandmother's curtains.
I think a lot of people do that, though. Bring home snakes, squirrels.
He brought home raccoons. Spiders. Yes. But when you were trying to be a Japanese family that does not stand out in the predominantly white town in Eastern Oregon in the 50s. Maybe this isn't the way that you want it done.
Maybe don't be known as the Critter Hashtanis.
Yep.
Or maybe in a weird way that might have raised their cash with the you know.
The people that already thought my grandmother was a gangster? Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. There's probably rumors like, you know, she trained her food, right?
Got eyes out. Yep. I don't.
It's like your family's like a wholesome version of Tiger King.
But yeah, like, bugs don't bother me. Like the Jerusalem cricket, it's fine.
They're just weird.
Like the camel spider weirds me out a little more with how it looks, but the more I read about it, it's like, it doesn't fucking care either.
No, I remember there was a lot of controversy when U.S. troops were first in Iraq in the modern era. People thought that they were being aggressive and actually chasing people to attack you. But it had something to do with, like, really they were like trying to get away from something else, or
they were trying to get in your shade.
Yes. Yeah, I forget why, but yeah,
it's not a lot. Yeah.
Just that. Because, I mean, they're indigenous to that area,
yeah.
So it should be normal for them.
To a degree, but the planet's been getting hotter. Mm-hmm. We keep trying to find new places to hide in the heat.
Well, that's our own damn dumbass fault.
This got really...
Susanville just had honey bucket snakes.
Honey bucket snakes.
you know, the kind of everyone that just have the pit toilets.
Yeah.
Usually they're federal ones.
Yeah.
Do they like in there? Do they end up in there?
It ended up in there.
Okay.
And this was actually a dude, and he felt it like poking his butt. It didn't bite him. But
oh, it gets better.
Okay. He freaked out and thought the best thing to do is not run, like immediately, just open the door and run. He thought the smartest thing to do was to whip out his matchbook and fill it with fire.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
Why?
Oh, yes. And it's exactly what you think happened.
Dear Internet, methane is a flammable gas.
But it's a fast one. So yeah. He only had some second degree burns. He was bald for a long time. You know, a little damage to the honey bucket. Not whatever they are, the pit toilets.
Sure.
He burned, not even like a quarter of an acre, like he was put out because there were other campers there. Everyone just put the fire out really quick.
He didn't get the steak, did he?
I don't know what happened to the steak. I hope the steak got away. He did get fined like $5,000.
Good. He should have.
With a bump butt and a burnt face. Look, my hometown is not known for its smartest people, even since the beginning.
Lit a match.
There's an area of Mount Lassen which you can't go to anymore because Mount Lassen is going to erupt in the next 50 years, very likely. It's very like it's blowing. Something like that. When I grew up there, you should be able to go all the way into like the center cone area or close to it. Well, there's like boiling mud springs there. That area of Mount Lassen is called Bumpus's Hell. It's called that because first off, there was a settler named Bumpus.
Uh-huh.
And when he was exploring Mount Lassen with some other white people, and they had, like, I believe it would have been Paiute helping him out, he's like, what's that? Basically, and they're like, oh, don't touch that. That is bad. And it wasn't like really bad, right? And it was like, no, that's boiling mud from the volcano because of the volcano. They knew because it's this volcano. And he was like, basically, he was like, mud doesn't boil. So he jumped in. He did survive. With decidedly less functional legs after that.
Yeah.
So the place was renamed Bumpus's Hell. It's a town of geniuses, man. The land of never sweats.
That is also one, again, reminds me that how similar in some ways our upbringings were, because Ontario is also on Vulcan.
Yeah. Well, with that,
now you're mute.
Is that you?
No.
I thought you texted me like, can we stop talking about lighting books on fire?
All right.
I'm a Rand.
I'm Pina Rita.
I'm Kim Walsh. Tony, we'll see you next week.
Don't throw matches in the honey bucket.
Yeah, if that's your takeaway.
That's right.